1234 at Barber in Dartmouth.
Hey, 1234, what's the priority?
I'm a town one refusing to pull his bike down.
I don't get it. So is he getting off the bus and he doesn't want to remove the bike?
He has a foldable bike, he's on the bus, he does not want to fold down his bike, or he wants his money back.
Okay, so he's got a foldable bike and he's on the bus, but the bike is not folded.
Correct.
Okay, and how big is this bike unfolded? Is it the size of a large piece of luggage? Is it bigger than that?
Can you repeat? He's yelling in my ear.
Right, I'm trying to determine if we can let this go or not. How big is the bike? Is it like a full-size bike, even though it's unfolded, or is it a kind of like one of the little mini bikes?
It takes up the length of the ADA area.
Okay, and if it was folded, it would take up half that space? Is that what we're getting at?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have anybody else who needs those ADA seats right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to say we would prefer that you fold the bike, but if you don't want to, that's fine. However, if I get somebody who wants to board the bus with a wheelchair or something like that, I'm going to need you to fold the bike. So let's try that and let's see if we can get the guy to calm down.
Okay, I'll tell him that. Hang on. Okay. He's not calmed down, but yeah. We'll do that.
Alright, copy that. Well, let's just carry on then. If it gets to the point where it's not safe for you or whatever, or if it escalates, just pull it over, open the doors, and let me know, and we'll help you out, okay?
Copy. If he doesn't calm down, I'll call you back.
Alright, that's fine. Hopefully once the bus gets rolling, he'll quiet down. But if that doesn't happen and you need us again, just let me know, it's another priority, okay?
Copy that. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. 1714.